Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Fletcher County Extension Agent Shad Baker is helping coordinate the Kentucky-Virginia Maple Syrup School this Saturday at the Extension office in Whitesburg, Kentucky. From an initial educational effort a year ago, he says they've probably got 35 or so landowners in the region looking into it as a hobby.
We've probably got another 20 that are wanting to do this on a bigger scale. They either have tapped trees with multiple pails or they're installing the tubing system. So we've got a pretty good number that are interested in taking this to what you would consider the commercial level.
You've probably got a mental image of a bucket attached to a tap on a maple tree. But these days, instead of buckets, the sap goes into tubing from trees uphill to a collection point downhill.
All the work on the tubing is up front. After it's installed, you get about 10 years of production out of it. And the labor is very minimal after you get the system installed.
Baker says just like sweet sorghum, maple syrup sap has to be cooked, reducing water content, resulting in pure syrup.
And for maple syrup, it has to get to 66 bricks on a sugar scale to qualify as maple syrup. And the ratio is usually 40 gallons of sap equals 1 gallon of syrup.
It's not get rich quick, but for some, may be an alternative income producer. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, it's excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky. Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Fletcher County Extension Agent Shad Baker says this Saturday's Maple Syrup School in Whitesburg may be just the thing for some local landowners to take the next step.
We've got a handful of producers that have sold just to family and friends. It's not yet to the point that there's enough surplus to sell it to the general public, but we hope within the next year to two we'll start to see that.
There's a $10 fee for this Saturday's workshop, mostly, says Baker, to cover lunch. He suggests checking with your local extension office to learn more about their program and for registration details. For some, he feels it's worth exploring.
It's just one more thing that people might consider. We feel like it really adds something to tourism. We talk about ag tourism a lot, and this is something that plays very nicely off of other ventures in the county. So ag can play a role in that.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.